Welcome to the Off Plan On Air podcast, a podcast by Excelsior Real Estate in Dubai with your host, Nick Grasek.
Okay, welcome back to Off Plan On Air. This morning I've got Matt and Sav. Mitch is on somewhat of a sabbatical. Mitch, hope you're having fun, mate. All right, so what we want to talk about this morning is there was a newspaper article recently published which spoke about or reported about the popularity of branded residences. Now, these are not just hotels as we would normally expect, but the likes of, well, there's a Mercedes recently, was Bugatti with Bingatti. So the article spoke about how popular the branded residences have been, and as a result of which, how they are due to increase, I think it was fivefold, over the coming years. Guys, what are your thoughts? What does this mean for investors? Are these a good thing, a bad thing? Do they not make any difference? Do they make it easier for you boys to sell these?
Is it service apartments by the brand, or is it just a branded residence without the facilities, or what is branded residence?
Well, I would take it as it says on the tin, a building which has got a brand associated above the building.
Okay.
Now that can be anything from a hotel residence. We were successful in selling a number of properties in the Marriott residences last summer.
Okay.
I would take it as being a private residence which has got a brand above it, Rove Hotel. They had a launch at the end of last year that we were fortunate to secure a number of apartments for our clients. And as we sit here today, there is the second Rove Hotel branded private residence. So it's not serviced. It's not a hotel.
There's no furniture, nothing. Just a
regular private building, regular service fees. So if you decide to live there or to rent it out, your ongoing costs are kept at a minimum. But it's got the brand Rove above it.
That I like, because it reduced my cost of a service charge.
Okay.
But if it's branded with the service facilities of a hotel and the service charge goes through the roof, I'm not too keen on that.
But surely your income, let's assume that we're talking about just a pure straight up investment. Surely you can charge more for a service apartment than what you would do for a regular residence.
But then you are not going to be renting yourself. You're going to give it back to the hotel to rent it for you, and they'll take a bigger chunk maybe to do the facilities for you. So it's not a full amount for you. Maybe it's like 60-40 split, or a hotel pool maybe.
Okay, so quickly on that, just for the benefit of people who are listening to this, what are the differences? Explain the differences between a hotel pool, renting it privately, and them managing it on your behalf.
So if you rent it yourself, I guess you open the whole conversation about short-term and long-term, right? We all know that short-term, you can make more money than a long-term rental on it. But it's a cost and tedious effort to manage it, you know, check in, check out, bed sheets, this, that, whatever.
But there are companies that will do that on your behalf.
And they take a fee,
sure,
right?
Yeah, of course.
But if you're going for a brand residence, most of the service fees or charges or whatever, the process is taken, borne by the brand itself or the hotel itself. So then they will put in the hotel pool, which is basically all the owners will be segregated into one hotel pool. Even if your apartment is not rented during the whole year, you'll still make money as a hotel pool.
Just for clarity then, in terms of the hotel pool, as an owner, you can opt in or opt out. You typically need to give the operator anywhere between 3 and 6 months notice, because naturally they need to know what's going to be available so they can advertise it for availability. The hotel will take a total amount of money, gross income each month. They'll then deduct from their operating expenses and management fees. Whatever is then left as net income is then issued technically as a dividend based upon the size of your property. So if you own a two bedroom at, let's say, 1200 square foot, then you would get proportionately more than somebody who owns a studio at, let's say, 600.
Yeah, but it depends. I mean, some with the hotel pool, a lot of what they do is they guarantee you X amount of percent guaranteed ROI. So it doesn't really matter what square footage you've got, you will get 6% of the value that you've paid.
Yeah, and we're seeing this at the moment with a number of new launches whereby the developer will say, look, in 4 years' time when it's handed over, post that, you'll get net this return. So it makes it a fairly safe investment vehicle,
but investment opportunity. Even going on to the guaranteed return, as Matt said, that they have developers right now who are giving you guaranteed return for the next 3 years. The contract which you have to sign with them as a owner, then they become a tenant for you. So they will manage your property for you for the next 3 years. No service charge for the next 3 years, XXX amounts, whatever it is. So you literally are, from the owner's perspective, from the buyer's perspective, from the developer, you become a landlord and they become a tenant. They have to definitely make you money so that you are happy with the service. And they're giving guaranteed returns of X amount and no service charge, no bills, nothing, right? So you're literally banking that money.
Yeah, so you buy from the developer. Upon handover, the developer then pays you, let's say, quarterly checks.
Whatever, yeah.
Each year for or 3 or 4 years, whatever the period may be. Yeah. And the onus, the responsibility then sits with the developer to ensure that whatever they are subsequently, for a better phrase, subletting, because they're what they paid you, otherwise they absorb the loss.
Because the business model have to be profitable. Because otherwise, you as owner will take your money back, your property back from them, and they're going to go at loss.
Yeah. So that's in terms of the hotel pool model. Correct. Well, obviously, what the article was about and where we start is in terms of the branded residence. So that's one aspect. The other is a purely straight up residential building that you can live in yourself. You can rent out long term. You can give to a short-term holiday let company on Airbnb, Booking.com kind of marketplace. Matt, what are your thoughts about branded residences as a whole? Do you believe in them? Do you like them? Are you recommending them?
If you go to Dubai and you've never been to Dubai before and you see, I don't know, Alibaba Hotel or you see Marriott Hotel and you're a Westerner, what are you more likely to kind of be drawn to?
Yep.
So I think a lot of it is what people know. And also the thing is that if they've got a big name behind it, you know it's going to be a fairly decent product, right? You know, Marriott and Ritz and all these other ones, they're not going to put their name to something that's terrible, right? So it gives the buyers that bit of comfort that the product they're buying is going to be a little bit better than some of the other developers that are, you know, maybe not quite as good quality.
So it's the trust, it's the brand recognition.
Exactly, the trust.
So those, I mean, what we're talking about here are typically people who work in the hospitality sector, the hotel brands. We've mentioned Marriott and Raven in terms of the two instances that we've sold in. What about the brands that are outside of that hospitality space? So cars, you know, I mean, we've seen Mercedes get into it.
Again, Mercedes is not going to put their name to rubbish, are they? So, you know, if you're buying something that's Mercedes backed, again, you've got that confidence that the product's going to be, in theory, better than something that's not. And again, it's that you know Mercedes, you know that there's trust in the brand.
Status. You have that brand, you have the luxury, the comfort, and they will be, as you said, that, you know, they're not going to give you crappy product.
Well, a luxury is the other end of it, isn't it? It's... I think the angle that I was going from was the trust and the knowing that there's going to be good quality. But then Sav's obviously mentioned the luxurious thing, which is another end of the spectrum, you know, because this is the end of the spectrum where everybody wants to shout out that I've got a penthouse in the Bugatti by Bingatti.
Yes.
I've got a penthouse there that's worth this. I've got this trophy apartment in the Mercedes building and blah-de-blah-de-blah. The Ritz-Carlton, I own a so-and-so at the Ritz-Carlton. So that's another end of the spectrum where people want to show off and shout out these names.
So that will be for high net worth individuals who want to purchase a trophy asset. You're completely right.
Exactly, yeah.
If you have a certain amount of money, then you want to buy in an iconic building or at the very least in an iconic location. Beyond that, do branded residences, and let's assume that you will pay a premium for a branded residence compared to something which is next door that is vanilla, you know?
Well, let's not assume you will pay more for a branded residence. Yeah.
So as a straight up investment, do you guys think that it's a worthwhile investment? Will you get back a sufficient amount? Will you get a greater return on a branded residence to a non-branded? Because yes, you've got the trust, which could come into it. It could be occupied on a more frequent basis because it's more recognisable. You know, I mean, If we're looking at an investment, you're either looking at long-term or, for the purposes of this, let's assume that we're looking at the short-term market. I'm sat in my home in France, and I'm having a look at different places in Dubai. Will it make much of a difference if I am looking at a branded residence compared to a vanilla non-branded?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think when you want to go on holiday and you want to come to somewhere as sort of seen as a luxury destination such as Dubai, you want to stay in the best places, right? You don't want to, like I say, come here and just stay in some average, you know, hotel which is nobody knows. You want to go there and you want to stay in the Ritz, and you want to stay here, and you want to stay in Four Seasons or whatever, you know.
No, again, we're coming back to the hospitality brands. What we are potentially going to see over the coming 5 years, because branded residences have performed as well as what they have, the developers no doubt are keeping an eye on what their competitors are doing. No doubt the developers, as we speak, are buddying up to any other known brands with a view of getting involved in some kind of a JV or a sponsorship or simply licensing their name. You know, I mean, I personally wouldn't see the difference between staying in a Bugatti branded residence and staying in a Mercedes branded residence, because I don't drive either.
But, you know, this meta of branded residences started with back in the day of Elisa, right?
Yeah.
Fair, yes. The fashion designer. Yeah, yeah.
Or fashion designing, or, you know, just that brand. I didn't know about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had no idea about it. And then when Imar launched it with them, I was like, who are these guys? And everybody was crazy about it. Right? It's not like they are building with fully furnished villas with Elisa products in it. No, it's just the brand and it's the service and it's the, you know, it's just the brand name, right? It holds a lot of value to people who know them, and they have a very big following. So coming back to now where we are about Bugattis or Pagani or all these car brands releasing.
Yes, of course.
You know, or Pagani, Mercedes, yeah. Right? They're releasing all these big luxurious brands and making a tower, which is iconic tower. I mean, the Pagani tower, right? I mean, it's super iconic. You know, it's great, it's nice. But question is, would you buy something in a Pagani tower compared to Marriott or any other hotel brand?
I guess it depends on what you were looking to do with it. I mean, I personally, if I was looking to do it on a, well, I have, on a short-term let basis, I would go with a hotel brand. We bought in the Marriott Res, so it's because it will be branded as it is. And I think for the location where it's going to be in Business Bay, it will perform well, not only for tourists, but also for business users who are flying into town on a DIFC in downtown on your doorstep.
Is that part of the hotel pool, or is that you going to be doing it, or how is that going
to work? We will do it on a short-term basis. I personally don't like, I personally have reservations about the hotel pool system, because you're told what you can and what you will.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's an element of control which is removed from you, and you're then issued a dividend. I'd rather buy stocks and shares than looking to take a dividend. All right, so then just running that completely blue sky, what kind of sectors do you think that would go well over here in terms of branded residences, in terms of automation, in terms of, not automation, automotive?
Oh, automotive.
Well, what are the sectors? I mean, we spoke about cars.
Sav just touched on Eli Saab. Don't forget, we've got the Cavalli building just going up now. Yeah. We've got
Casa Pinella. We've got Interiors by Fendi, another recognisable brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Armani. Yes,
Armani Residence up on the Palm.
Versace.
Then you've got the Versace Hotel. Yeah, the Bulgari Hotel.
Sectors are there.
So yeah, they're here and they do really well. Everybody loves the. Everybody loves the fashion brands, don't they? Everybody likes to show them off. So I think they sell really well. Obviously, the hospitality, we've got the Four Seasons that sold out, and that's absolutely booming, isn't it? The Four Seasons. You've tripled your money if you bought there. And then other sectors, we've got cars. You mentioned electronics, things like
I think the techie space has got a lot to go for here.
It has
given
to be.
How
it's
many
one of the
digital nomads.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Dubai is trying to position itself as the crypto savvy, that you're way more into crypto than what I am. But as I understand it, in terms of the advancements here for blockchain and crypto, they're trying to position themselves almost as like a global hub.
Yeah, yeah, as a headquarters. So basically, everybody who's going to come here, they want to be catered by A to Z.
We'll be tech savvy.
Exactly.
So I do think that we may see more JVs, more partnerships, more co-branding in that tech kind of space. And then you will get the opportunity to see bleeding edge, you know, IT technologies. You walk in facial recognition to open up your front door and all that kind
exactly.
of stuff.
Well, just speak to the room, make me a coffee, and it makes it automatically. Funnily enough, I was obviously just flew Emirates, and there was a podcast on Branded Residence, which I wish I listened to, because I heard him talking about it, and then I just watched a film. So this would have been perfect. I should have got a bit of insight from there. But anyway.
Guys, anything else you want to throw into this?
No, all good.
All right. Thanks for your time. Thanks. Cheers.